My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Buffalo? Let's start there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. I mean, complete overhaul at the wide receiver position for Buffalo. Stephon Diggs traded away to Houston. They smartly let Gabe Davis walk in free agency to Jacksonville. I say smartly because they go turn around and sign Curtis Samuel to a three-year, $24 million deal. Remember, Gabe Davis got 3 years, $39 million. Okay, so they signed Curtis Samuel, who I think is just a better overall player at that position. They add Keon Coleman in the second round. And man, I don't know. They added every cast off you could find. Matt Collins, Chase Claypool, MVS. I mean, it's just, you know, if you played in the NFL and you're a cast off, you're going to go play for Buffalo, man. But I don't know. What did you think about the offseason here for Buffalo at the wide receiver position? And what do we make of their depth right now there in Buffalo with Josh Allen?
Yeah, if you're a cast off with size, especially, MVS is 6'4", yeah. You know, Chase Claypool's a big receiver. I think people forget that MVS is like a 6'4 dude. He's a big guy, a little bit of a leaner wide out, but still. And then obviously, yeah, even, of course, Matt Collins is like classic guy with size. Claypool's even gotten a little bit of buzz out of Buffalo. I don't know how much to buy into that, They have said that there have been some reports that he's had good showing at OTA and stuff like that. And you know, something that's going to come up for me in all of these divisions that we talk through probably at least once, right? Because we're going to preview every single wide receiver room in the league, and we're going to do it division by division. I think, you know, and I've already started talking about this on the show. I'm obsessed with the idea of kind of like the sacrificial X receiver. I do wonder if one of these players, MVS, Chase Claypool, Mac Hollins, not that I think Claypool really projects best as X. I think he's just an odd player in general, but he is a guy with size, you know, whatever. Yeah. Could he end up playing at sort of that? Could one of these guys end up playing as that sacrificial X? Because so much of their other players, whether it is Samuel, whether it is Khalil Shakir, and Keon Coleman as well, I think all three of those guys project best as flanker slot types. And probably for a guy like Shakir and maybe even Coleman, I think maybe should be majority slot players. Now, Samuel, we can break him down first, because I do think he is the one that if, like, I had to pick. This is, again, another thing that is important that I'm going to hit on with some of these teams. Not every team has a number one receiver. You know, I had a question. Somebody asked a question to me over the weekend, like, who's the number one receiver on the Chiefs? I'm like, the answer can be none of the above. It can be like one guy leads the team in receiving, of course, but that doesn't mean he's like a number one receiver, if that makes sense. But I would say if there's a guy that could be like the favorite to lead the team in receiving. I think it probably should be Samuel just because I think he's the best player. He's the most well-rounded player. He's always been a high success rate versus man coverage player in reception perception. That's going to matter a lot, especially in critical down and distance situations. So overall, like, I think he's probably the guy that he's a player that can win outside. Again, I mentioned the man coverage success rate. I did a whole breakdown on YouTube about this. He's the player that I really like that they added here because I think he brings something different to the table beyond the rest of these receivers.
The problem for me there is that I think that they drafted Keon Coleman to play X. Now, the RP profile, the reception perception profile that you could find on the website is just flat out horrible. It's just horrendous. There's just no getting around it, Matt. I mean, his only green route was the flat route. 63% success rate versus man 20th percentile in a collegiate profile. That's horrible. These are horrible indicators if you're asking this man to play X. But that being said, you just look at what they've done and what they've tried to put around Josh Allen right now. And it just seems as if they drafted him to be the X. Curtis Samuel, I agree with you. The most consistent man beater they've got on this team. I mean, bar none. It's just not even, there's no close second, right? The problem is he's truly the most effective player. The best version of Curtis Samuel is when you get Curtis Samuel to move around the formation, right? When he can play flanker, when he can play slot, and yes, when he can play X as well. But if you were to just stick him on the X, that just doesn't look right to me. You know what I mean? That's not fully utilizing this player that you signed in free agency. So I just think that Buffalo really, really fumbled the bag in regards to, look, you want to trade away Stephon Diggs. And first of all, you only got a second round pick back, which is, that's not good. Okay. But you want to trade him away and improve team morale and chemistry. Okay, fine. But you can't go and draft a guy in Keon Coleman who flat out could not beat man coverage. And you just can't go and add all these cast-offs. Matt Collins, Chase Claypool, MVS. This is not the way to approach wide receiver production in the NFL. Not when you've got a guy in Josh Allen who's playing in his absolute peak form right now. Come on, man. Like, this is, I'm concerned for Buffalo.
Yeah, I do wonder if they, and I think some teams, and I've seen some analysts sort of parrot this idea of like, well, look at what the Chiefs have done, right? They traded away Tyreek Hill and then immediately they win two Super Bowls and, they just kind of drag, like, well, not every, like, literally no one else has Patrick Mahomes. I think Josh Allen,
and Andy Reid,
like, and if I'm sitting down and ranking quarterbacks in the NFL, just on my opinion, I do think Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the league. But totally. I still think there is a tier of one in Mahomes who's just like a different level of player. And then we get into tier two where we're talking about Allen and all these other guys there. It's just a lot to ask of a receiver room with this level and this kind of group of guys here. Now, I think when we're talking about Keon Coleman, I wouldn't say he has a horrible profile, but it's definitely not a profile that translates necessarily to an X receiver. Like if you're viewing him, you know, as a candidate to move inside to the slot, which I talked about a lot during draft season. Again, did a full breakdown on YouTube about this as well that people can go check out, kind of like the history of players with Keon Coleman's sort of archetype, right? These sub 35th percentile man press players, almost all the successful ones moved inside to the slot, right? It's Rashee Rice, it's Juju Smith-Schuster, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's Cooper Kupp. These guys that were Rice excluded, but the rest of those guys I mentioned, they're pretty decent zone beaters, but didn't really beat man press coverage. They all moved inside to be, you know, at least like 40 to 50% slot players. You know, some of them like mostly almost exclusively slot guys. So that's, I think, the path that you want Keon Coleman to go down. But you're right that Brandon Bean at least talked about him as an X receiver in the post-draft presser. I think we're getting a little hung up on that. He can probably be like a situational X receiver for them. The problem is that, like, again, I think to maximize him, you are going to have one of these like cast-off guys. It's so interesting we keep referring to them that way. Mac Hollins, Claypool, MVS. I kind of think one of them is going to end up making the roster because you're going to want to have them run those clear-out routes and stretch things out. You know, the MVS experience. Like, I think that that actually kind of maps well to what Buffalo needs, because then you can move Coleman into a position to be successful on these short routes, the intermediate routes from the slot. I think he can be pretty good in those. He has good hands. He's great in contested situations.
Great hands.
He's got a little bit of sneak up ability to you after the catch. That's where you're going to maximize Samuel, as you mentioned. Shakir, I think, has shown himself to be, at worst, a very good role player in the NFL. Mm-hmm. A guy that you can – maybe you're not funneling 120-plus targets to in the slot, but a really reliable short-to-intermediate area guy. But, again, another slot player. You know, we also haven't mentioned Dalton Kincaid yet. This is reception perception, not tight end perception, okay? So we're not going to necessarily talk about that. But he factors in here, too, as a tight end, you know, slot player as well. Sure. So that's why I think – okay, now we're talking about a receiver room of MVS, you know, Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir. You know, that's a four group of players there that could potentially sort of like all be rotating at the position. I don't think that whoever that sacrificial X receiver is not going to get a lot of targets, but I do think because of what we want Coleman to be doing, I think that he's going to be a player that actually is important to this roster.
You don't see too many 6'3", 215-pound slot receivers in the NFL, you know? And if I know anything about these old school or about NFL GMs, it's they're not drafting a 6'3", 215-pound guy to play slot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe if it was L.A., maybe if it's the Rams, maybe if it's San Francisco, and they've got somebody who can really think outside the box here. These dudes in Buffalo, I'm not sure, man. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, Joe Brady comes off of like kind of the Sean Payton New Orleans Saints tree, and then obviously what he did at the college level. We've seen Joe Brady be I thought more successful maybe than he got credit for as an offensive coordinator with the Carolina Panthers. And it is interesting that I would say when you look back at the receiver room from the 2020 Panthers, they had Curtis Samuel as a move around flanker slot. They had Robbie Anderson as kind of the schemed up flanker receiver. And then they had DJ Moore as their X. And at that time, DJ Moore wasn't really like a truly refined route runner. He had gotten a little bit better from where he was early on in his career. And I actually didn't love that they just stuck him at X receiver and, you know, kind of used him from a vertical route standpoint, especially with Teddy Bridgewater as a quarterback. But you do think about some of the X receivers that have come off that Saints tree. You think about like Michael Thomas, right, with the Saints. Of course, that's the easy one. And like he still, for some reason, I think because of the short route stuff, gets remembered as a big slot receiver. But he was an X receiver that mostly ran like a condensed route tree because that was the quarterback that he was playing with in Drew Brees. So I wonder if maybe that usage is a little more akin to what we'll see from Keon Coleman. But again, I think he's got to improve a lot from a route running and separation standpoint to really work out even in that type of role.
The one thing I will say, too, is that Joe Brady, when he was at LSU, was not scared to put size in the slot. You know, and again, he threw Jamar Chase down there. Justin Jefferson obviously played a lot in the slot there. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm curious to see the deployment of these receivers in Buffalo by Joe Brady. And like you said, I thought he actually did an okay job in Carolina. I think this tended to be true. He was fighting the head coach in regards to, you know, offensive implementation. Matt Rhule had his system in, you know, it just was oil and water. So we'll see what it looks like in Buffalo. But I gotta be honest with you, I wasn't happy. I love the signing of Curtis Samuel, especially to that deal. Very modest deal, $324 million, beautiful signing. And everything other than that, man, was just, I just don't know. I'm not impressed with what Buffalo did this offseason, especially in that wide receiver room. So we'll see. We'll see if Josh Allen can elevate the play of these guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.